Hello? Are you all right? Hey, sleepyhead. Hey, it's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. I simply wasn't expecting to find a sleeping beauty in the woods. Humans aren't known to come around these parts very often. Told it's too dangerous. I was a little worried when I saw you there. Are you all right? What are you pointing at? I do have a tail, that's true. And some ears, too. I'm just as real as the ground you are laying on or the air that you're breathing. Is that an issue? No, you're not dreaming, sweet girl. This is real life. Would you like to feel my tail for proof? See? All fluffy and perfect for petting. It feels nice, doesn't it? You seem a little alarmed. I promise. I didn't try anything funny before getting here. I saw what I thought was an injured person on the forest floor and went over to see if you needed any help. Once I realized you were just sleeping, I thought it would be best if I woke you up. It's starting to get dark, and that's when things get dangerous. You weren't planning on spending the night out here, were you? I can't really fault you for that. The stars really are beautiful tonight. Were you watching them or something? It's funny you mention that. I actually know where that constellation is. Here, follow my finger. You see that really bright dot up in the sky? A little to the left. Yeah, right there. That's called Elorana. But I know that isn't what you were looking for. But find Elorana first, then count about four stars to the right. One, two, three, four. And that is the first star in the constellation you were studying, Sulla Minor. Helpful little tip for you going forwards. If you ever need to find it again, that is. Find Elorana first. I know it's a bit of a pain, but she shines the brightest out of all the stars in the sky. It's easiest to find the constellation in relation to that star. If it's not too personal, why Sulla Minor? It's not like it's the biggest constellation in the sky or even has the most interesting story. What made you want to learn more about it? I think it's sweet that you have a soft spot for things like that. My favorite constellation is called the Northern Claw. So, you find Elorana first. Look at you catching on really quick. You're a smart one. I want you to follow my finger this time. It's not as simple as counting, so it's going to start to move right like this. Follow my finger. Then it goes up a bit more, and this is the first star in the constellation. It's a tiny little dot compared to the rest of them. I always like that about it. From there, you can see it branches into two different sects. It looks like a claw of a mighty beast from the side, doesn't it? Growing up, I was told it was a manticore's claw, but I think that was more of a way to teach me about them. My mom tried to make me scared of the deadlier beasts that lurk around here. Always used to say, You're too curious for your own good.
Guess liking things that are a bit unusual carried over into adult life, because here you are, a fragile human sitting before me, and I find myself wanting to do more than just talk with you. You're cute when you're flustered. Didn't think it would be this easy to rile you up, sweetheart. Oh, don't be embarrassed. I happen to like how easy it is to get a reaction out of you. Maybe it is the fox in my nature, but it gets me excited watching you squirm like this. The closer I get to you, the more flustered you become. Since you're going to be studying the constellations in this area, I can assume you're going to be spending a lot of time around here, right? Then you should call me Hazel. It's my name, and I think you could use a friend. What's your name? That's lovely. I think it really suits you. Something tells me we're going to be great friends. It wouldn't be wise for you to keep coming here alone, especially when you're so prone to distractions like napping or pretty fox women. You need someone who can help you out. Maybe even protect you when things get to be too much and you need a nap. It's not like my cave is too far from here. And you did say you were going to be in the area doing research. I think my knowledge of the stars might be beneficial, don't you agree? For instance, look back up at the sky. You see Elorana again? We are going to count 9 stars to the left. Ready? No, that's star number 3 you're pointing at. Number 1 is really small. It's practically a speck. Do you see where I'm pointing? Here. I've got an idea since you're not catching on. Crawling into your lap. Now I'll be able to see things from your perspective. Give me your hand. Do you feel that? You didn't notice how perfectly your hand fit into mine? You really are clueless, aren't you? Have you not picked up on me flirting with you yet? Come now. I moved closer. I complimented your appearance. I even crawled into your lap. Did you genuinely think I was just being a friendly fox, sweetheart? No, no. I wanted more. Turning myself around so that we're finally sharing the same air. You wouldn't mind if I had a taste, would you? That's my girl. How did I not predict you would be as sweet as you look, Bunny? Not now. Me? Oh, yes, I'm fine. Let's just get back to what we were doing. There's more important things. It's too hot for all these layers, sweetheart. Let's take some of these off. Sorry, it's nothing. Just the heat, that's all. I'll feel better once you're naked and I can feel your bare skin against mine. Come on, take it all off. That a girl helping me out. I've got a treat for a good girl like you. Tell me, have you ever taken a nap before? This is about to be so much more fun for me. I told you to get the fuck out of here. You're not welcome. Oh, God. You're just staring at me. You're looking at me like I'm nuts. Oh, fuck me. Okay. I need to get this over with. There's kinda sorta something I should probably tell you before we go any further. This is going to sound a little crazy, but I have this thing. Oh, look at you. She really outdid herself this time. You're a gorgeous one, aren't you? Don't be like that, princess. We both know that you like this more demonic form. A bit curvier, a bit bustier. And don't forget about the horns and spade tip tail. Only thing that stays the same is our hard cock, practically leaking with the need to be inside you. Need to get you out of the rest of your clothes first. Lay back for me, dear. That's a good girl, taking orders so well. Wonder what else you'll do for me. Taking off your pants. I get to see the cute panties you were hiding underneath. Not very practical for a walk in the woods, are they? Not that it matters to you. We're probably hoping to get fucked or something. Know how girls like you are, princess. Gotta take these panties off. They're only going to slow me down. See, I've got plans for you, dear. Wanna see how good you look with your ankles on my shoulders? Oh, that's even better than I could have imagined. Do you have any idea how sexy you are right now? So lewd and all for us. Gotta get my finger covered in spit. Only lube we have out here. There. Now we can begin. Mm. You're excited for us, aren't you? I see you've met her. And she loves us, doesn't she? I've got this sort of demon, succubus, that I share a body with. And sometimes when I get a little too excited over a girl, she comes out. It's not fair for her to get all the fun. Besides, I need a taste of a ripe little fruit like you. Oh, yes. Oh, listen to how you moan for us. My claw grazing between your thighs. Gotta make sure you're wet enough to take our knots. Precious princess like you probably doesn't have a lot of experience to begin with. Too focused on studies. Just look at where it got you. Can't wait to feel your orgasm, my dear. Oh, I just know it's going to be delicious.
So cute how she thinks I'm going to let her have you. It's really my cock that you want, isn't it? Good girl. Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't lying when she said you were ready. Oh, fuck. Hole opens up so beautifully around me, easily taking what you're given, moaning as it fills you up. You really wanted me, didn't you? Good. I wanted you the moment you began to speak. A voice like yours sounds so good. I wanted to hear what it sounded like moaning. Now I know. Just need to learn how to make it last forever. Sounds so fucking good. Even better than I thought. Oh, how do you manage to be so fucking sexy, Bonnie? Don't normally fuck strangers, but I just couldn't help myself with you. Look too fucking good laying out there, breathing all slow, sweat starting to bead on your forehead. It feels nice to have my cock inside you, doesn't it? I think she's talking a little too much. Good thing there's a solution for that. You can moan all you want, princess, as long as our tail is in your mouth. Don't want it to get too loud and draw any attention to my predators. Open wide. Oh, good girl. Showing us once again how good you are at taking orders. So naturally submissive, dear. What a good look on a pretty girl like you.
Taking our cock so easily. Look at how wet you are. It's just me. No, you're wet from how much spit and a bit of puree. It's okay. It seems she's really desperate to leave a mark on your skin. Lips leaving glowing stains against your neck. I'm trying to take back control. Complete control, but for some reason, she won't let me have the tail back. Give it back, you bitch. She's only pulling on tighter now. Starting to move her tail back and forth against your lips. Let me have this one thing, please. Please, I'll play nice. Only because you asked this time. If you were always this polite, we wouldn't have problems like this to begin with. Don't get used to it. I just want this one so bad. Look at the way she swallows around my tail. Starting to work her tongue over the tip. Does it taste good? Practically drooling all over it. Fuck. What a pretty sight that is. Guess she really doesn't have any shame. Don't need it when a fox and a demon are fucking you, huh? Trying to get a yes out. Sounded more garbled than anything. How adorable that you're trying to speak like this. Like my cock isn't buried inside you. Why don't you help me out and start touching yourself, bunny? I want to feel you come on my cock. And you want me to fill you up, right? That's right. That's my girl. Look at you, following instructions. You're so obedient. Being told what to do is nice because you get to turn off your brain. Don't have to question anything. Don't have to worry about anything besides how good you feel and how close you're getting. It's the best feeling for a girl like you, sweetheart. You're too smart for your own good. Have to be fucked to get your brain to turn off, don't you? It's okay, sweetheart. I've got you. You can take it, right? Oh, it's better than that. She wants to take it. Oh, yeah. Work that tongue of yours. Keep playing with the tip, princess. Pushes us a bit closer every time you flick against it. Never had someone so desperate for a taste of my tail. Happy to be servicing a succubus. Happy for the relief, for the distraction as she pounds into your hole. Every thrust has you getting a bit closer, doesn't it? Relief is far away, dear. Going to have to hold out longer for us. I want to see just how much you can take. And then there's the wallow around her tail as it starts to speed up. Gliding between your lips, sucking for us. Makes us feel good. That's how you're going to get us to come. Don't want to be left empty, do you, princess?
No, she doesn't. You feel how she's focusing on sucking? Doesn't even realize her hole is clenching around my cock. Fuck. No, I'm getting close to my knot. I don't think it's going to take long for me to pop one. Not when you're this tight. Getting needier as the seconds pass. Drool starts to spill from your mouth. Taking my tail so well. Might not be in control of it, but I can feel how good you're doing. You're a pro at this, aren't you? Take it so well. Doesn't matter that she's fucking your pretty mouth. You love how it feels. Want more of it because you're a desperate bunny. Oh, yes. Touch yourself a bit faster for me. I want to see how close you can get without actually letting go. Show me how well you can follow orders and I'll let you come. Just gotta work extra hard. You can do it. Oh, look so pretty on your back like this. Legs spread just for me. Ankles around my shoulder just like I promised. So happy I didn't wait to put you into this position. No, I can feel how deep it hits inside you, clenching around every thrust inside. It fills you up just perfectly, the right-sized cock for you. Starting to get tighter. It doesn't take long for you to realize what's filling you, does it? That's the knot she was talking about. That's going to go inside you. It's what makes sure you're full of cum. As well that none of it gets out. Maybe you'll catch, princess. Fuck. Don't say things like that. You don't know if it's true. It's never happened before. Just don't listen to her. Pay no attention. Instead, focus on how good it feels to be filled from both ends. Trying your best to swallow around the tail, throat fucking you. It's almost too much, isn't it? And never stop. So that's a good girl. Going to come when I do. That's when you have permission. Want to feel your hole milking my knot, making sure my knot is put to proper work. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. That's it. Oh, yeah, that feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, do that thing with your tongue again. Oh, you're amazing, you know that. Oh, I think she does, if that smirk on her face is anything to go by. Don't know how you can look so destroyed and so cocky at the same time. You're just so happy to be ruined. What a good girl. All stretched around my cock. Should see how obscene it looks. You're doing so well. I'm so close. Oh, keep going. I want you to let go. I want you to come with me. Your legs shake as I keep them in position. There's no need to hold back. Come on. You can let go. Make a line and come with me. Come with us, you can do it. I know you want to. Like, oh, fuck.
Open your mouth, dear. You enjoyed the both of us at the same time, didn't you?
I mean, that does actually make me feel a bit better. I thought you were going to be freaked out by the whole demon thing, if I'm being honest.
I think she likes it.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
You like that there's two of me. I wasn't expecting that. That's actually kind of comforting to hear. Everyone else I've met has thought it was weird and left once they found out. It's not like a deal breaker for you or anything.
Even if it was, you're not able to leave until the knock goes down. For the next hour or so, we're tied together. Just like this. That's not going to be a problem, is it?
Don't make her feel bad. She's had a long day. She went for a walk in a forest, fell asleep, got woken up by a stranger, only to then get fucked by said stranger and learn said stranger was also possessed. That's not the best luck for making a friend, is it? I think we're friends. I mean, I don't just fuck strangers, believe it or not. When I found you laying out here, I felt a kinship. That's my type of person. I can't put it into words, but it made sense to me. As we started to talk, my gut feeling was telling me I was correct in waking you up. I think it was destiny that put you on my path today. I was starting to feel lonely, a little unhappy with my lot in life. But you, you have renewed my spark for constellations today. I hadn't even thought about them in years, and now you have me wanting to dust off my old books and show them to you. That is, if you're open to coming back to my cave after this. Like the demon mentioned, we are stuck together like this for the next hour's show. No, unfortunately, she wasn't lying about this one. In fox culture, in order to make sure the breeding of the Omega takes place, alphas have knots. It keeps the cum locked in place until it goes down. Typical alpha knots are 30 minutes to an hour, with some longer ones averaging 2. Normally, I go down around 45 minutes to an hour. I know that's a long time, but there's not really anything that will speed it up. No, not even clenching and unclenching your hole is going to fix that. It was a nice try, but it's just not how our anatomy works.
But it felt really good, so if you want to keep doing it.
What I was saying was, you were kind of amazing in bed. Like, out of this world, blew my mind out of the water. Can't believe you even took my knot, kind of amazed. I've only been with others of my kind, so I was a bit worried you wouldn't be able to handle it, but I was wrong. It's given me an idea, but feel free to tell me no. I was wondering if you would want to spend the night at my cave with me.
Told you.
Really? All right. I'll show you where it is once the knock goes down. You really are something else, you know that? I've never met anyone like you. And I mean that in the best way possible. Like, you are one of a kind. I can't believe you've ignited this passion within me. It's like you're magic or something. You would have told me if you were a witch, right? I'm going to choose to trust you on this because we're friends. And you wouldn't want to start a new friendship out on a lie, would you? All right. I believe you, Bunny. I was just having a little fun, that's all. Can a fox be a bit mischievous? Well, considering our current position, I think I'm inclined to have a little bit of a joke. I'll remember that you're sensitive going forward. I wouldn't want to scare you off, sweetheart. You're far too lovely for me to say goodbye after this. I've only had a taste, but I want more.